OK.
各位恩享现君啊。
Hey everyone, how are you doing?
我们接着聊点正题啊。
Let's get back to the main topic. And
就是今天早上我听那个播客啊，均匀流淌啊。
Today, I listened to a podcast that flowed smoothly.
有非常优秀的一个女主播啊。
There is a really excellent female anchor.
人在澳洲。他聊了一下这个委内瑞拉的近况啊，并不太好啊。
While in Australia, he talked about the current situation in Venezuela, which is not very good.
其实是没有改善的啊。
Actually, there is no improvement.
那么大概五个月前
，About 5 months ago,
这个马杜罗被送到了美国度假啊。
This Maduro was sent to the United States for vacation.
当时可能好多人都以为啊。
Well, at that time, many people probably thought.
那么就是只要这个万恶的某某某一旦离开了啊。
So as long as that evil someone leaves.
对。
Okay.
那么委内瑞拉就会好起来了啊。
Then Venezuela will get better.
我看留言都是这样啊。
I see that the comments are like this.
我当时就怎么说呢？
What should I have said?
这是很难完成的事情啊。
This is not something that is easy to do.
因为一个国家啊，一个未经训练、现代化训练的国家啊。
One because a country that hasn't been trained, a modern training country.
你说只要把某某打跑了就好了。
You said that as long as someone hits and runs, it's okay.
啊，对吧
？Right.
啊。这个事情呢，我觉得根本不靠谱啊。啊。
I think this is completely unreliable.
因为什么？
Why?
因为从我们自己的来时路就看得出来。
Because from our own records, it can be seen that.
对吧
？Right.
但是说就是如果把大清打倒了。
However, if the Qing dynasty were to be overthrown.
对吧
？Right.
就会好了。啊。
Then it will be fine.
结果袁世凯来了。
The result is that you and Shikai arrived.
对吧？
Right.
那么只要把老袁打倒了
，So as long as we defeat old Yuan,
是不是就会好呢
？Will it be okay?
好。
后
来事实证明
，Later it was revealed that
老袁倒了以后
，After old Yuan fell,
可能还更差
，It could be even worse.
对吧
？Right.
军阀混战了啊。
It was a chaotic battle between warlords.
那么北洋政府其实也还行。
So, the Beiyang government was actually pretty good.
其实从对比来看啊。
Actually, from the comparison.
小政府嘛，不过多的干预这个国家啊。
A small government means less intervention from the state.
那么民国的初年其实在各方面还是取得了一定成绩的啊。
So, the early years of the Republic actually achieved poor results in all aspects.
那么把万恶的这个北洋政府打倒呢
?So, how to overthrow the evil Beiyang government?
后面会好不好呢啊
?What will happen later?
这个就不好说了啊。
I can't say anything about this.
因为这个国民党嘛、啊、
Because this nationalist party.
蒋介石的国民党啊，上台以后呢。
After the nationalist party of Chiang Kai-shek came to power.
这个当然了。
Sure.
万恶的反动派嘛。
All the reactionary forces.
对吧
？Right.
后来就说把国民党打倒了啊，就好了。
Then they said that the Kuomintang had been defeated and everything would be fine.
对吧
？Right.
嗯。
Well.
那么后来确实好了，好了啊。
Then it really got better.
好，嗯。
Well,
从1952年到1958年、59年，是吧？
from 1952 to 1958, 5 years.
越来越好，越来越好，
Getting better and better. Right?
所以我就觉得这种，委内瑞拉这种情况很正常啊。
So I think this situation in Venezuela is very normal.
打倒了谁都不会好啊。
Whoever is defeated will not be good.
因为整个国家的这个民众啊，是未经现代化训练的啊，
Because the entire population of the country has not been trained in modernization,
没有办法
there is no way.
这个能够选择一条正确的道路啊。
This is able to choose a correct path.
说难听啊，
That's so mean.
但是事实是这样的啊，
But the fact is,
就是你整体的素质达不到某个水平的话，
if your overall quality doesn't reach a certain level,
社会很难产生质变的，对吧？
it's so difficult to achieve a qualitative change in society, isn't it?
我前面聊了那个英国啊，光荣革命啊。
I mentioned earlier about the glorious British Revolution.
从完，人头落地引发光荣革命。
The king's execution of the people led to a glorious revolution.
到后面聊这个法国大革命，
Let's talk about the French Revolution later.
路易十六，
Louis Roman XVI.
其实就是想说这个问题啊。
Actually, I just wanted to ask this question.
整个社会你没有达到一个综合素质的一个门槛的话，
Well, if you haven't reached a certain level of overall quality,
你是很难进入现代化的啊。
it's hard to get into modern life.
你看那个法国的这个革命就明显就爆发出这个特性啊。
I can see that the French Revolution clearly expressed individuality.
因为贵族都被路易13、14那个两个时代啊，
Because the aristocracy was affected by Louis Roman XVI and Louis Roman XVII,
都圈到了巴黎周边啊，
everyone has landed in Paris,
把整个贵族都圈到了巴黎周边。
enclosed the entire aristocracy in Paris,
让他们脱离了领地啊，
let them leave their territory.
只是纯收租获利的一个寄生阶层啊，
Just a pure rent-seeking class,
寄生化了。
inherited.
那么社会矛盾就尖锐对立嘛，啊。
So, the social contradictions are very sharp and opposed.
就是很粗浅啊，
It's really superficial.
就是很粗浅的说。
Simply put,
因为里面还有很复杂的原因啊。
because there are many complex reasons,
但是你看英国的贵族地主啊，
But look at the British aristocracy.
他们一直在和王权做斗争啊，
Well, they've been constantly fighting against it.
包括大宪章开始就和王权在做斗争。
From the beginning of the Great Construction, we have been completely engaged in struggle.
那么这个过程中呢？
So, in this process,
同时，他们又在快速的资产阶级化啊。
At the same time, they were also rapidly commercializing.
就相当于英国的这个封建贵族地主阶级。
This is similar to the feudal aristocracy and landowning class in Britain.
就是在资产阶级化的。
Actually, it is a product of the bourgeoisie.
那么资产阶级呢，也在地主化啊。
So, are the bourgeoisie also becoming landlords?
两边是很快的就融合了啊，
The two sides quickly merged.
因为你从去北美的那个投资的那个热潮中，
Because you were involved in the investment boom in North America,
你就发现，史料里面有很多名单啊，
you find that there are a lot of lists in the historical records.
既有贵族也有平民啊，
There are both nobles and commoners.
他们是混在一起进行这个对海外殖民扩张的啊。
They are mixing together to carry out this overseas colonization.
所以呢，他们相当于双方的互相的转换啊。
So, they essentially represent a mutual transformation between the two sides.
地主，封建地主，贵族。
Landlord, feudal lord, aristocracy.
也转化成资产阶级，资产阶级转化成贵族。
Also, the peasants were transformed into the bourgeoisie.
然后呢
Then,
同时去限制王权啊，限制那个不受节制的王权。
At the same time, restrict the power and suppress the unrestrained power.
所以英国通过议会斗争也好。
So, the UK through parliamentary struggles.
培养了一个整个社会的一个中间阶层啊。
Cultivated a whole middle class for a society.
那么才能进入近代化和现代化啊。
So, in order to enter the modern and modern era,
所以任重而道远啊。
That's a heavy burden, but the road is still long.
委内瑞拉我估计没有个50年是搞不定的啊。
Venezuela, I think it's impossible to control it in 50 years.
所以这就是一个非常有趣的一个社会实验啊。
Well, this is a very interesting social experiment.
社会学吧、啊、
Society, sociology, etc.
就是 social science、啊、
It's social science.
这边新西兰的儿童从小就开始学这个 social science、啊、
In New Zealand, children start learning this social science from a young age.
所以还是值得大家去关注一下、啊、
So it's definitely worth paying attention to.
委内瑞拉快半年了啊
It's been almost 6 months in Venezuela.
我们可以去听一下
We can go and listen.
推荐一下这个均匀流淌啊
Recommend this uniform flow.
这个播小宇宙播客里面啊
In this podcast, Little Universe.
那么大家可以去看一看啊
So, you can go and take a look.
听一听好
Listen
就这样啊。
That's it.
拜拜。
Bye.